Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office has an update to a search for a missing endangered person. The Dodgeville Police Department is conducting an endangered missing person investigation that occurred Tuesday night. At approximately 7:50, the Dodgeville Police Department responded to a welfare check in the 300 block of East Division Street in the city of Dodgeville. Upon arrival, officers made contact with the missing person's family members, who reported that the missing person had not been heard from since approximately 11 o'clock Monday morning. Dodgeville Police Department officers determined that evidence at the scene suggested that the missing person may be injured and/or in danger. The missing person's vehicle was not located at the scene, and a public notification was issued. Investigators discovered that the vehicle may be in the state of Nebraska, and information was relayed to the Nebraska State Patrol. At 1:50 Wednesday morning, a Nebraska State Trooper spotted the vehicle on I-80 in Lincoln. The driver was not the subject of the missing person case. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, which resulted in a vehicle pursuit ending when the vehicle crashed and the driver, identified as Gavin Thompson, 23, of Dodgeville, fled on foot and was subsequently arrested and transported to the Lancaster County Jail in Nebraska. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department has confirmed that a deceased adult female was located in the vehicle and are awaiting positive identification of the deceased female. The Dodgeville Police Department is leading this investigation and is assisted by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, a DCI Crime Response Specialist, the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory Crime Scene Response Team, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, and the Nebraska State Patrol. Additional updates will be available via the Iowa County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. The Richland School District Board of Education held its third part in a four-part series in board development at last night's meeting. The focus of last night's development was on board roles and responsibilities. Dr. Brad Sarin, superintendent at the Sun Prairie School District, Dr. Steve Schrader, board member of the Sun Prairie School District, and Shandu Vemmurray, the executive assistant in the Sun Prairie School District, continued the conversation of best practices for boards. Overall, they revamped their board to give more authority to the superintendent and administrative team that they hired, and did away with committees to run on a governance format, which means the superintendent and the administrators know what their powers are and what the expectations are. It puts an end to the micromanaging of the district. The dominant focus of the board is student achievement. They stated it all boils down to relationship and trust. The first step in achieving a governance board is to come up with a strategic framework to build board policies. It was stated that if the Richland School District decides to go to a governance model, it could be done and able to put into practice in July of 2026. Tiffany Thompson is the newest member of the Richland School District Board of Education. She was interviewed and sworn in at last night's meeting to fill the vacant 3 East seat. The Richland School Board unanimously approved a proposal by the Richland Center High School to change its current cell phone allowances and restrictions. This new language restricts all cell phone use during the day. This was presented to the Board of Education as information at the June 25th board meeting. Since that meeting, numerous individuals have reached out regarding this policy. Overall, the feedback that RCHS administration has had with staff members and parents and guardians of RCHS students has been overwhelmingly positive. There were only 3 families that reached out to the board and RCHS administration with questions or concerns about the potential change. All of those families were invited to elaborate on their concerns, but at this time, none of them have responded to that offer. All parents and guardians of RCHS students were notified on June 24th about the potential change. RCHS Student Council was notified about the potential change on June 25th. RCHS staff was notified at its final staff meeting of the 24-25 school year and were overwhelmingly in support of the change. There have been 8 families that have emailed their support for the personal electronic language change. One was a medical professional, explaining their reasoning for support was due to the benefits of the overall well-being of students. One was a school psychologist, who also expressed their support for the change because of the benefits of student mental health. Administrators recently met with a representative from CESA 3 who asked for the language of the policy to share with other districts that are interested in exploring this change for their districts. RCHS administration expressed interest in being a model school in CESA 3 for this initiative. Administration did say they would work things out for students who need their phones for medical purposes, such as glucose monitoring, and they will continue to work on ways to make it feasible for students and staff. The board voted to officially close the Community 4K site, which was held at Bethlehem Lutheran Academy in Rockbridge. The Bethlehem Lutheran Academy has been a community four-year-old kindergarten site for two school years. This program is being discontinued due to a lack of community demand, which led to low enrollment and the relocation of the pastor and his wife, who was the teacher of the 4K program. These circumstances created challenges for both parties to continue in this manner. Both the Bethlehem Lutheran Academy and the Richland School District have appreciated the opportunity to explore this option for students. It was a good day for the Richland Center blood drive on a stormy Wednesday. Bob Shear reports they were just two units off their goal. The American Red Cross was the recipient of 73 units collected. Thank you to all who gave of their blood and time to save a life. The annual Casanova celebration will be held Friday through Sunday at the Casanova Memorial Park. Friday night, the Cas Reds will play the Dodgeville Reds in Home Talent League baseball action starting at 7:30, and Swing Crew will perform starting at 8:30. Also on Friday, you can order one of the great food items being served before the event gets underway. Jeffrey Even is Casanova's village president.
During the daytime on Friday, we're doing Take Your Burger to Work Day. So if you love your Cas Celebration burgers, you can come and order between 11 and 1 p.m., somewhere in that range. But you can get your Cas Celebration burgers early before the night and have them for lunch on Friday.
Saturday will get underway with a pancake breakfast at 7:30. The Tracy O. Jennings Memorial Scholarship 5K Run, 1 mile walk, and a free kids fishing contest will both start at 8. Registration will be at 7:30. At 8, there will be a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, Casanova Legion 491 baseball games begin at 11, a Luck of the Draw Bags tournament starts at noon. The Hope It Floats raft race will be at 1:30, and at 4, there will be a fun event called Pasture Golf.
That's a brainchild of the Dideloff family. It starts out behind the fire station. We make a hole back there. That'll be hole number one, mowing it in the hay field, and then you travel in your UTVs or whatever four-wheel vehicle you have out to the Dideloff farm west of Germantown, and they devise a golf course through their pastures and the farmland, and if it lands in a cow pie or if it lands on the green, you play it where it lies.
Saturday will wrap up with high mileage performing starting at 8, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk. On Sunday, the parade will step off at 11. Featured after the parade will be the Casanova German Band, a car and camper show, and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. The Kinshi Pedal Pull and Bossy Bingo will be at 1. The celebration will conclude Sunday afternoon with Home Talent League baseball featuring the Cas Reds versus the Mazomini Mustangs and a raffle at 2. All weekend, there will be food and refreshments, free bounce houses, and a scavenger hunt at the Casanova celebration Friday through Sunday at the Casanova Memorial Park. Please, no carry-ins. All profits benefit the Casanova Memorial Park. More information about the celebration can be found on the Casanova Celebration Facebook page.